your source energy point of view and the point of view that you hold. And as you say source or inner being or whatever you want to call that broader aspect, new and improved, evolve, ever expanding you, as you say, how is it that you are seeing this? What do you see? I want to hear what you say about this. Just listen. Just listen. And you will hear the call of Source. You will hear Source giving you specific direction right there, right then, in that moment. Because Source never removes its view from you. Source never stops knowing who you are. Source never stops knowing who you really are. Source never stops being who you really are. And Source never stops calling you toward who you really are. And when you take the time to ask the question, how are you seeing this? You will not be able to help but hear a piece of what Source has to say to you. And don't worry if you can't hear the whole story right then and now. You'll hear it soon enough. That will turn you in the direction of what you want. Life is supposed to be good for you, and friends, it is. And we want you to feel the appreciation that we all feel for that which you are living. For you are at the heart of the expansion of this universe. You are leading edge creators out here on the leading edge of time-space reality, and you are exploring the contrast, and you are giving birth to the most remarkable of desires. Remarkable of desires. It is our desire that you turn in the direction of that which you have given birth to. Jerry asks us often, Abraham, what do you want in all of this? What we want is for you to feel now in this moment the benefit of the expansion that you have given to all that is. When you come into alignment with you, you feel viscerally how we feel about you. And when you discover the love that we feel for you, the appreciation that we feel for you, you'll be tuned in, tapped in, turned on. And every dream will be in the process of becoming for you. There's not a reason in the world for you to deprive yourself of anything. There is no virtue in deprivation. It defies the expanding universe that we know to be. Be easy about it. Be playful about it. Love those who are lovable and hate those that are hateable as least as you can. And ask them not to change, just improve your point of view. At first, they will look awful. Try to see them in a less awful light. Then try to see them in a less awful light. Then begin to appreciate some aspect of them. And in time, you will discover the deliciousness of being able to love unconditionally. And then you will have come home. But you will not be dead. You will be alive in this physical body, still expanding the universe right here and now. You don't have to croak to come into alignment with who you are. You can come into alignment with who you are anytime, anywhere. It just takes some practice, one step at a time. There is great love here for you. And for now, we remain, as always, eternally and joyously incomplete.